Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, what's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Tonight is Monstrous Monday, where we get y'all up to date on the weekend, what went on. We're going to talk about the award show. We'll talk about some other things going on globally. But stick with us. You dig? Setting things up right now. Everybody's just folding in. So roll with us. This is something called, what is this called? All These? The Dirty Version? Okay, it is what it is. Baby. Featuring Zero and Lil Duval, Monstrous Mondays, DJ E Monster. I don't even know what this is. It's just MIQ, so we're going to figure it out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Like
let's
to
go. Live podcast out of Minneapolis.
Brought to you by Baby.
Baby, the ambassador, partner.
Zero and me. You better tell me.
Ever smoke nothing but OG. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my drug fantasy. There's not a minute, hour, day, or night that I would smoke you. You're at the top of my list, that's why I be choking on you. I still remember in the day when I was scared to smoke you. Now I spend my day dreaming, planning when I'm gonna roll you. You must have known that I had bread and I would keep on spending. That's when you called me up and told me that that pack was back in.
All these drugs, a thousand ounces of good is never too much.
Never too much. Woke up today, pulled up a muddy cup to get me started. I called you up, ain't no more drink, so now I'm broken hearted. Hung up the phone, I need an ace, this drink is so demanding. Called up the other plug, he told me that his flight was landing. I gotta go and work and hustle for another dollar. This is what I'm drinking, I'm not even bothered. Oil is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. They discontinued activists, but guess what, I'm still sipping. I love this pain. And I love this drain. I love this pain. I love this drain. That goodness never.
never do much, never do much. And I just don't wanna stop all these drugs. All these drugs. 1,000 ounces of good is never too much.
That track right there. Actually, I like Lil Duval as an artist, you know what I mean? Because he makes fun records, you know what I mean? You can't take his stuff too seriously. So I got another Lil Duval for y'all, and then when we come back, we're going to bring him back. We're going to open the lines up with the ladies, see what they got going on, see what they had going on this weekend. Monstrous Mondays, DJ E-Monster. So up next, let me see. Then we having fun. I got the smile, but yeah, we're going to go with this Pull Up. That's his latest hot one that he had. Just goes to show you, you really don't have to be a hard artist to make it. You just gotta have fun and pull up. Monstrous Monday. Let's get it. You know the number. 563-999-3411. It's a live podcast. Let's go.
We've got all night. You just need to get here. From my side. So let me know when you're on your way. Cause I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh. Let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. DJ, baby, I'ma D you up. I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh. Let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. DJ, baby, I'ma D you up.
Just don't bring no man. There's a point on.
Yeah, right here on Monstrous Mondays, MRL, you dig? So, all right, y'all, welcome back to the show. We got the ladies over here looking like they ready to get in. Over here like they jumping double dutch. Switch, switch, switch. So, all right, let's go ahead and say what's up to the ladies. Let's see. Let's start out with Jazzy tonight. How you doing, Jazz? What's good? I bet your face got you on mute again.
What's happening, Monster?
Hey, what's good, Jazz? How was your weekend?
You know, I'll be on mute. I'll be on mute. I'll be on mute.
<right. laughs> So you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I worked all weekend. I mean, that's always good, making a check and everything.
Oh, okay. You know, because it's never good when you ask somebody something like that. Like, hey, you have a good day? Then you'd be like, are they just trying to be nice? Are they going to tell me the truth? so I was waiting for something to pop up after that. So glad you had a great weekend. All right. Let's check in
yep,
over here.
I didn't kill nobody and go to jail, so that was great.
Right. Anytime you're not in jail, that's a great weekend. Holla.
Absolutely.
So how you doing, Miss Unbelievable?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm alive.
You there?
I'm alive.
Oh, okay. You sound a little low, a little low. You said you're belied? Is that some big
I'm
word
alive.
For saying I'm good? I'm,
no,
alive.
I'm alive.
There
that's
we go.
It.
There we go.
I'm alive. That's it. That's
right, right.
Miss
okay.
Unbelievable girl.
Here they go, y'all. I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I survived the weekend, y'all. It was a survival mode going down. It was a survival mode going down.
Mm-hmm.
I had a birthday party at my house with family. And
yeah, that was definitely survival mode.
And we had baby daddy family come. And the
Lord.
Other side didn't know they was coming, and they came lit.
Ooh.
Oh, good Lord Jesus.
Ooh.
Well.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody got 30 days.
It was so close. I almost did. Yep.
Okay. All right. So I know we got some good topics for the people tonight. I know we got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat, and all today's show's been brought to you by the Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, E.TDK. You can definitely go to lulu.com. Actually, right now, you can go to monstarsradio.com. You don't have to go through all that extra stuff. Go right there, go to the Monstars page. You see Miss Unbelievable. You click that thing, it'll take you right, or sponsor page, it'll take you right to her book. If you want to connect with her directly, let her know how the book felt, made you feel, things like that, you can go to Monstars page. You see her picture, click it, it'll connect you right to her Facebook page. You do the same thing with Jazzy, connect you to her Twitter page. You can connect with me on my Facebook page or my .com page, my picture as well. So you definitely go over to get that. Also brought to you by Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and some other dude I ain't even really familiar with yet, but we gonna holler at him. I'm just playing with y'all. But we got our entertainment news. What do we got coming up in the entertainment news tonight? Who we got on the chop block, Miss Unbelievable?
We got some fights, hair pulling, and more. Kobe Bryant. We have the Hollywood from the Grammys. Dr. Oz concerns. Kareem Hunt from the sport, and we have fashion from the Grammys again. Who did that thing and who did not?
Right. We're not gonna say much. We're gonna play a song. You know what I mean? You're talking about the fashion. I want to know. Who stood out the most to y'all and why? I'm going to put out here mine. I'll tell y'all why coming up in a little bit. Lil Nas Did y'all see what he had on? Right. Coming up in just a little bit. And some more outfits.
What sweet cheeks had on.
All right, hold on. I got some new City Girls for y'all. This is called Money Fight. This is off the new Bad Boy soundtrack. We come back. We're going to chop it up some more. 563-999-3411
on a Monday.
The Live Pod.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Soundtrack Bad Boys 3. I think I'm gonna go check that out there, Jazzy. But I'm gonna be honest, I don't know. From what I be seeing, I mean, Will Smith seems Mike Lowry, he seemed live as hell. You know what I mean? Just from the previews and the promotion, and everything. Why does Martin Lawrence always seem like the drugged up friend? They like the stoner friend, like like he don't have that fire no more. Is it just me? Am I tripping? Yeah.
He's fat and out of shape now.
Uh-huh.
I said he's fat and out of shape now.
That he is. Little baby face.
He made the first Bad Boy. He was skinny as hell.
So, all right, let's check in with Miss Unbelievable. All right, Miss Unbelievable. I mean, you heard what I said. I mean, does it seem a little different to you?
You know, Martin Lawrence to me really never had no drive to me. You know what I'm saying? In the show, he just always seemed like he was a tag along in any movies he did, except if it wasn't comedy. Any drama or anything like that to me, he just seemed like he was a tag along. And so he never seemed like the main star. Like,
Oh, really?
Like, I can look at you and, yeah, I just didn't see him. Like, to me, I'm just saying, his leading role wasn't interesting.
Right. Okay.
So, but I heard the movie is banging. I heard everybody should go see it. I heard Will Smith does his thing.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell by the what you call it, even the previews and stuff. I mean, you know, you could tell he goes in. You can still see the action. You know what I mean? Get me wrong. I like Martin Lawrence. I always support him because I always see him as the what you call it. The beginning, you know, the Martin Show, all those type of things. But but yeah, he just don't got that spark no more for me. I don't know. It's just something about it. Even like the last couple of things he's done, it just like he did a TV show with what's that dude's name from Cheers. He was a psychiatrist, Kelsey Grammer, Martin and Kelsey Grammer. They did a TV show.
Really?
I just didn't like Martin in there. Yeah, they did. It wasn't the worst, but you really understand why people be like, with bad acting, shit ain't gonna work. You dig? It just wasn't
right.
Martin. Now, if he would have been like Martin, Gina, don't go, Martin. I think it would have worked. But right now, I don't know. Like I said, I like him. It's just to me, he just lacks the luster that he had before.
Yeah, I think Martin character kind of, that's to me what he will always be iconic for. But pretty much anything else, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not interested. Unfortunately, because he's cool, but unfortunately I'm not interested.
Right. Yeah, that's almost like now, don't get me twisted. I know some people going to be in their feelings. Get out your feelings. It's my opinion. But it's almost like the Downey Jr. dude. He got that new movie, Doolittle. I have no interest in seeing that. Like, I don't know. Like, he's a great actor and everything, but same with him. He's starting to seem the same. Like, is it Sherlock Holmes without the hat? Without Sherlock without Holmes?
Yeah,
it's just,
true.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care for him either. I'm like, where's the original Doolittle? You can't just take out Eddie Murphy and put the white Doolittle in. It's like, okay, that's not what's up. Is Eddie Murphy going to make, like, I'm passing it on to you or what? That's like, yeah.
You want to hear something funny, though? After Doolittle, it's the black version of Doolittle. I know you like, wait, what? Yeah, there was a Doolittle before Eddie did it. And that's what they're trying to play what's-the-names off of, the new one, off of the original. Yeah, the original, it was back in the day, so wasn't that many black folk in it. If it was, you probably was one of the animals. Sorry.
Wow.
It is what it is. But, yeah, hey, that was the era. But, Yeah, some of these, they just ain't what they used to be. But we giving people things to talk about at the water cooler. I know we got some topics. I'm going to be honest, I do not remember them. I'm going to bring up some of the other ones so you guys have things to talk about. Let's see, some of the topics from later on in the week. We'll put those out there coming up in just a bit. But we're going to get into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment lifestyle? So who we got on the chopping block tonight? Who's going to get their head busted, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, I'm about to start it off with Dr. Oz because I know people is like, that they trust Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz has been the go-to for when there's a situation going down. Dr. Oz is the man, you know, that people be like, if Dr. Oz said it, you better start listening. So here's why the coronavirus concerns him, but he's not scared yet. He said he's not panicking yet about the deadly virus that is coming to America, but he says there is something very concerning about it that could become a big problem. He said the doctors dropped knowledge about the virus, which has killed 80 people in China, and it infected roughly 3,000 more, including 5 confirmed in the U.S. case, in the U.S., and I know there's some confirmed cases in Minnesota. So first, the good news, Oz tells us that the actual virus does not seem to be deadly as we fear. awesome, right? Well, hang on, because he also said it gets into the lungs and it isn't easy to get rid of. But that's not even the worst of it. He let us in on the real reason why this virus and it's how it's dangerous and how it's spread. He said it's detected, the danger could lead to the biggest outbreak in America as well. The virus name conjuring up thoughts of Severus's. Dr. Oz explains how scientists came up with the beer-like name. No, they weren't boozing, but it's definitely unfortunate for makers of Corona. So what he's saying is this virus is going to sneak up on you, and it's going to affect you, but you don't understand when it's there. So you got to be very vigilant when it comes to your lungs and if you got like an infection or that. Yeah. Will you put yourself on mute?
So that is the that virus that they are talking about with us. So here's another situation going on, is the fights that happen at this situation. Now, can you imagine going somewhere and there's a fight going down?
You're talking about you get there and they already fighting?
They fighting. You like, oh, man. They fighting.
Now, what type of fight we talking about? We talking about a fight like, nah, you messing my cousin. Everybody holding everybody back, getting in, which we call a shift here in Minnesota. was it that type of fight, a shift, or was it a fight like chairs? Woo, oh, damn, we ducked.
It was a fight.
We got to get out of here.
Okay, so fights, hair pulling, and drinks thrown at the Ashanti Liverpool gig, branded worst concert ever.
Wow. That's damn.
So just imagine
that's hard.
Going. Just imagine going to this party, going to this concert, and there is fights going on. Fans was left raging after a Ashanti show where fights broke out in the crowd, with one branding the gig the worst concert ever. The What's Love singer appeared at the Mountain Ford Hall in Liverpool Guild of Schools on Saturday night for the show, her first show on her UK tour. But fans were left bitterly disappointed after the singer performed one song and then got off, while the video played on the huge screen. Oh, wow. Fans were allowed to enter the venue at 7 p.m., but Ashanti didn't arrive on stage until 10, by which time tensions was running high among some fans. The venue said that they were aware of the number of incidents in the crowd and a short delay in the start time of the performance. One woman who went to the concert with her sisters claiming girls was ragging on each other through crowd and spilling drinks on each other, throwing drinks on other people. They were fighting left and right because they had 3 hours worth of drinking and everyone was bored. There was no bumping music. She added, it was about 10 o'clock before she came on. It was horrendous. They arrived at 7:10, but as soon as they got in, it was absolutely chaotic. They had an upstairs, but people upstairs were just as they were clowning just as well. Everyone was tipping and sipping and throwing drinks down on the people below them. Everyone was bored. It was the support act wasn't good either. And they don't know how this happened. People were getting off. She came on. She played the video. They wasted 5 minutes. Then she came back on, sang another song. Then the next few, everywhere was looking at each other saying, do you know that one? So she wasn't singing her regular ones. She started singing new ones. She was done at 10:30. at 10:30 with that concert. She was done at 10:30 because she didn't feel safe, and the crowd was getting raggedy, and that wasn't what she bargained for. They paid $150 for the ticket, and they are hot about what they receive at that show.
Right. So you said she got on at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she was out by 10:30.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn, I wish I had some Ja Rule Ashanti song jokes for y'all. Wow. That might be the quickest concert ever and the earliest concert ever also. It is what it is. I ain't been to a concert that started at 10 o'clock since I was in seventh grade. That might have been a school function. That's because the teacher was there to keep mom on point. You understand me?
Oh.
When's the last time you went to a concert and they said, oh, yeah, Ashanti's coming on at 10, and Ashanti get on at 10? Here in the Twin Cities, they say she on at 10. She's not getting on until close to midnight. You might calm down, get you a drink, holler in somebody's ear, do what you got to do. Post on your social media. Because she ain't coming out before then. Nah, that's just not how we do it. Not out her. Get it? But wow, labeled the worst concert. Yeah, I'll be mad too. Can you imagine going to pay $150 to see somebody and they perform two actual live songs and what was it, maybe two videos or some videos?
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell people, like, some people be like, oh, I don't want to do songs over and over. Talking about independent upcoming artists, you have to do the songs that your fans know. I say it all the time on Monsters Radio on Friday Night Live. People don't respond to songs they don't know. They don't know where the groove is. They don't know where the bob at. They don't know the words. People love to sing the words back. That's why us as DJs, we play a lot of songs people already heard. Because you know the words. You feel it. You already know the groove. Hey, this is my beat right here. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So
yeah. It's the same thing as your spoken word. So, like, when you go out and you do a spoken word, right, and they get into it, and then you do one that they be like, nah, that ain't. You ain't going to do the one, no, that ain't. You're going to get to do the one that they into, and that they be like, snap. So you got to be aware of what people like. And you can't go out there busting out some new songs, and they looking at you like, we can't groove to that. We can't vibe with that. You better stick with what they know you for. Otherwise, they're going to not know you at all. So be smart about it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're not saying you can't do no new songs, but you gotta kill them with them hitters first. You know what I mean? Hit them with 4 or 5 hitters and then be like, hey, I got something new for y'all. Tell me what y'all think. Now they're going to be into it. They're going to be intimate with you because they think that, you know what I mean, you're giving them something special. Something special.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing this for us. We hear it first. They loving it regardless. It doesn't matter if the song's good or not. It's because they feel special. So, yeah. But all right, who else we got on this chop block? Who's going to get their head busted? Bye-bye.
Well, y'all know that Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi died in a helicopter crash yesterday. It was 9 people on board. They all have been identified. It was Kobe and his daughter, another family, and a husband and a wife, and then another person, and then the pilot. Some of them were the assistant coach. They was going to a basketball team, the Mamba's girls basketball team. TMZ had obtained pictures of the daughter, and she was one, they deemed her as a little Kobe. She played super good in school. They was wanting to see how she would do in the WNBA. That's how far that they had her going. But prior to that, Kobe Bryant, now this is kind of weird, he filed a Mamba Vasita trademark for Gigi. less than a month ago. So Kobe had already made plans for his daughter Gianna, a.k.a. Gigi, to follow his legendary footsteps by filing to trademark her very own Hoops name. Kobe called her Mamba Sita on December 30th, 29. Of course, the name is both Gigi's father and the Black Mamba, also to her own growing prowess on the court. According to the docs, she was planning to wear that shirt on putting on clothes, sweatpants, hoodies. He was branding her, and she was only 13 years old. They praised her on how she really like play like her father. Melissa and her mother and father, Carrie. They all pairs on the chop. They were all basketball players. They all, you know, had a love for the basketball. And they are all like mourning now the death of Kobe Bryant and, you know, the daughter. And Kobe Bryant was legendary. You know, he was one of those players that came in at 18, played for 20 years with the Lakers. So this is a hard hitting loss, because he was doing so much for the community. He was doing so much for the game of basketball. You know, he done his little dirt, but he grew up from it. And he just hung in there with his wife, and they had four kids. And he was just amazing on the court. So he's definitely going to be missed. His estimate worth was $350 million, and that was last quoted in 2016. So he's definitely worth more now.
Right. main thing I love about that story right there, like I seen that interview, you know, because Kobe's over everything right now. Seeing the interview, he was talking about leaving basketball in his legacy, right? Some of his legacy in basketball, he wanted to you know, add to it, now, I'm not saying this because we don't know if he had sons or not or whatever. You understand what I'm saying, basketball legacy, so on and so forth. But Gigi stacked on her chest like, boom, boom, don't worry about it, Pop, I got this. You dig? I love that. She's like, don't worry about it, Dad, I got this. You dig? And he was like, okay, and he believed in her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, let's keep it 100. Some of y'all parents out there ain't been in one of y'all damn games. So that's why it's a big story. It is to me. So I think that's a beautiful thing. Mother and father, daughter and father relationship like that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, like you said, I didn't know nothing about the branding, all that other stuff. So that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Now we are looking for things to talk about at the water cooler. It is. So bye-bye. I'm about to bust y'all head with one that I've seen out there. I've seen a lot of all the stuff on Kobe. Now, I have seen some people try to take a negative road to it. Some of y'all are going to understand what I'm talking about when I say this. I've seen things on there talking about why is it all about Kobe and Gigi when seven other people died in the plane crash. That's including the pilot. So it's like, wow, really? Well, you dig? This is my thought on it. The reason why it's big on Kobe and Gigi and not on the other people. It's not no disrespect to the other people. One point, I think, they really didn't know what the hell was going on. I mean, first they reported it was all of Kobe's family. Then they reported, oh, it was Kobe, Gigi, and one of his Laker teammates. You know what I mean? So they really didn't have the story right from the get-go. But the reason why they focus on Kobe and Gigi, and there's no disrespect, and big condolence to their family. Matter of fact, we'll do a moment of silence to show how real I am about the condolences before I get to this malice. Thank you. We didn't know them. We didn't know them like that. They weren't famous like that. Most people, they know Kobe. They can relate to Kobe. Whether you like basketball or not, I'm not a big basketball fan. I'll tell you in a heartbeat. Okay, I see y'all mourning him, but I don't feel the pain like everybody else because I'm not a basketball fan. I never really was. I'm not a Jordan fan. I'm none of that. It ain't only time I watch basketball is in the finals. I know y'all mad. Fuck off. I don't care. My team don't get there. I'm watching the finals. That's it. Why? Because everybody else is watching. Mm-hmm. I'm being social. You know what I mean? So it's nothing to the other family. Like I said, one, they didn't know what the hell they were reporting from get-go. Everybody wanted to be the first one so bad to report some shit. They just put bullshit out there. I first heard Kobe died in a plane crash and Gigi died in a car crash. Luckily, I don't post the shit I get right away. It is. I did the back search, waited on it a little bit, and the truth came out. So, you know, it's no disrespect. But I mean, have you seen this that I'm talking about where the people are mad because it's only about Kobe and Gigi?
Yeah, you know, they want to make sure, you know, they're like, they weren't the only ones in there, and they said don't forget about them. We're not forgetting about them. It's just the fact that, like you said, no one knows them. We respect their lives. We respect what they did. We respect what they did with Kobe. But Kobe was he was a legendary icon, and his daughter was becoming that too. So, yeah, we're sad for that family. And, yes, we appreciate that death has hit and they are going to mourn too. But when it comes to having a superstar, you know, you give them more attention because they stood for more things that we've seen publicly than the other ones did. Not saying that they didn't work hard in their community. Not saying that they did wonderful things. Not saying that they probably coached several great players. But we only know Kobe. It's almost like the same thing with the music. Yeah, they had acts beforehand that didn't do what they were supposed to, you know, up the crowd, have the crowd into it. So, yeah, we go look for Ashanti to do that. So that was, it's just the same thing. But at the water cooler, this is what's at the water cooler. You want to know what's at the water cooler right now? I'm bringing to the water cooler. The journalist accused of saying nigga while reporting about Kobe's death. So, NBC reporter made a huge mistake while reporting about the ultimate death of NBA great Kobe Bryant during a news segment about the memorial created at the Staples Center. The reporter, Allison Morris, called the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers, and Los Angeles niggas. The clip began circulating on Twitter and has called it outrage among grieving fans. She denied it because they're like, they coming for her job. They coming for her neck. Kobe, you know, they were just talking about how can she already put, you know, a negative spin by calling them niggas online right when she's discussing
on
it.
On the air.
And she said on the air, and it was her apologies because she was trying to mix two things together, and it came out like that. Okay, now you show how you felt because you was tired of us black folks talking about that nigga. Come on. Let's keep it 100. Don't do that. You mad? You mad?
Now I would say, let's see, how do I say it? I don't know how to say it. Sometimes people say things deep inside or things that they may say on the back burner. You dig? In certain situations, I'm not saying this applies to this, but say like you might be somewhere, you might be in church and go, you know, I don't give a shit. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. I don't really care for that. You know what I mean? Things slip. Just so people don't think that if you haven't heard it, we don't want you to think like she came out and said, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da-da, nigger, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, except Rose. You could tell she corrected herself right away. She was like, I think she was, I don't know if she was trying to say Laker fan or whatever, but it went from Lakers to nigga, it started out nigga, and then it's like, oh, I meant Lakers, so on and so forth. It is, so don't think that she just came out like, hell Hitler, nigga, died.
She might as well, because no. That ain't no, that Lakers and niggas ain't close. I'm sorry. So that's how she felt in her spirit, and so it came on out because she couldn't hold her dislike of niggas down anymore. Stop playing. You Lakers and niggas don't sound no what alike. I don't care what you say. She said it from the soul of her spirit live on air, and now she got to deal with the situation. Stop playing. Ain't Laker, nigga, no close. Not no, no, no. Say it with your chest, say it what you feel. And that's how she felt.
Right. Okay. We're going to take a hot break. We're going to come back, see what else we got. Who else we got on the chat block? Let's see.
We got Kareem Hunt and some Grammy stuff.
All right. See, I don't know which way I want to go with it now. I was going to play, it's a song by Lloyd. It's called Appreciation Day. Talking about, appreciating people, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was going to play this remix of Lloyd and Patti LaBelle, the Lay It Down remix.
Dad,
it's an older
cut. Double play. Go ahead. Do a double play with Lloyd. Do a
double play.
Let's soften up the mood. Because that girl, and I don't have to put my money in the jar. Y'all stop looking at me because I was saying nigga from what she said, not from what I said. Guys, stop looking at me.
Know.
I don't owe y'all no money. Y'all already looking at me crazy. I don't owe y'all no money.
We're going to have to call human resources and see if that's a loophole you can get through.
Wow.
All right, here's a double play, y'all. This is Lloyd. We're going to start out with Appreciation Day featuring Cujo Goody. Because, you got to appreciate the people today. That's one thing that they are saying about the whole tragedy with Kobe and his daughter and the 7 other people that passed in the car crash. It's bringing the country together. It is also making people appreciate your loved ones and the people next to you. I've seen so many people talking about, just tell people I love you today. It is, because you don't know. You might not be here tomorrow. This is Appreciation by Lloyd. Monstrous Monday, DJ E Monster. It's Unbelievable and Jazzy B. Yeah.
I want to say thank you to my mom and my daddy for making love the night that you had me. Wanna thank my friends, my sister, my brother, Mercedes for my Benz. Damn, I love you like no other. I wanna thank my teachers, I shout out to my preachers. I wanna thank my speakers for giving me something to reach for. I wanna thank my fans from the Cali or the Compton. They know when it's time I get this motherfucker popping. I wanna say to my cousin, thanks for showing love when I really needed guidance. Was selling dope and thugging. 17 with a gun a day, I got arrested. Saved by Irv Gotti, he told me count my blessings. So many lessons I've been learned the hard way. Just look how far we came from hanging in the hallway. Now I dedicate my life to what the songs say. There for me, here for you, yeah, that's what I'll do. Nobody did it better. My best friend Bunny was in it for 20. Until you had your freedom, I keep sending you money. Seems I've been getting older from a 2-seater to a Rover. Needed more room for Brandy, your engine and your stroller. Got a little stronger since I was in Terry. I hope I live longer. Dying doesn't scare me. So much love. I swear I'd probably lose my mind. She there for me and I'm here for you. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
We still got entertainment news coming up. The Grammys and more.
Blessings. Well, what is a blessing? Well, blessing is a gift from the creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. Well, in order to receive a gift from the Father, you must have favor. Well, how do I have favor, man? By being obedient to his words, which are instructions from heaven. Well, what is his word, man? Well, you can hear him talking, man, in Genesis all the way through Malachi, man. That's the law and the prophets. You know what they call the Old Testament. It's like, yeah, man, I heard of that, man. That's what's up. So study to show yourself approved, man. And get that blessing. Open your hand wide so you can receive your blessings. Don't close your hands. Open them wide. How can you receive your blessing when you got your hands closed?
Gotta have some appreciation. Double play, Lloyd, Patti LaBelle, Lay It Down Remix.
I like to send my love out to the late Tina Marie.
Check me out, eMonster.com.
I wanna send my blessings out to the wonderful
MonsterRadio.com.
Queen of Soul. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna keep it classy. Don't fall, young Lloyd. Miss Patti, what up? I see you, baby.
Some songs that y'all know, y'all be like, hey, this is my cut, and get all super into it. So all right, we bringing it back with this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Whose head we still busting at the water cooler?
Okay, so sports, football, Kareem Hunt, bombshell video, open vodka container and drug confession during speeding stop. He gets our dunk of the day. He had an open container in the car, admitted he failed a drug test, and was chased by a self-proclaimed Browns fan cop during his high-speed chase last week. This, according to the new bombshell video, he was pulled over. He got out the car, couldn't, you know, walk the straight line. He was just like, look, I just failed. So, you know, let's just move this on. The officer criticized the Kareem because he's a Browns fan. He goes, man, what you doing in this situation? You making us look bad. I'm a fan of yours. And he was like, hey, the cop did say the weed would be tested and prosecutors could charge later Hunt with possession, but Hunt was grateful for the cop nonetheless, praising him for being down to earth. The Cleveland Browns also released a statement on the pullover last week saying they were aware and looking into it. Hunt is a Browns restricted free agent this season.
Right, he's going to be more free than he thought.
He's going to be free.
Especially on Sundays. excuse me, y'all. I'm choking up before I say
so, that. So, yeah.
It's real, though. Just to go to show you, I know we talk about police brutality. We'll take a kneel on your ass in a minute, in your face. So I just want to say, because we do talk about it a lot, police brutality. See, there are some cops that's not about whooping your ass. There are
right.
some cops that's not about taking you to jail. Da 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 da. Now, what we need to do is respect those cops. Don't
mm-hmm.
give them problems. Da da da. Because then they turn into them other assholes when they come to pick me up because they mad at your ass because y'all don't want to act a fool and didn't want to just do what you were supposed to do. He probably let you go, but did it all that. And I get beat up because some bullshit. He came from another car. Fucking hell with y'all. My bad.
Okay.
Back.
I see that. You okay?
Yeah,
come back.
I just wanted to point
come
out.
Come back
yeah.
to the light.
Woosah. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, there are some good cops out there. I'm glad to hear the story went that way. It is. Unfortunately, he's still going to be brought up on charges. He ain't that nice.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you dig? It could have went a lot different. It could have been tased, all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
You know.
So, Grammys. We got a few minutes. Let's hit these Grammys. So, Lizzo was a hit on the carpet, but they were saying she was a miss when she picked up her award. A hit. Ariana Grande was a hit. Shawn Mendes was a hit. Ricky
mm-hmm.
Rebel was a miss. On the fence was, what's that woman, that man's name? Billy Porter. He was on the fence. They were like, we
okay.
don't know if we like him or not. That one, mm-hmm. Billie English, she's a no. Who is that guy? What's his name? You said it's Lil, what's his name? That one who sings?
Lil Nas.
Yes, that's a no. That was a new, and new again.
Yeah.
So that's a few to name.
It was a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof, that outfit. Now I tell y'all like this. I tell y'all straight up like me. I don't care what a dude got on. You can have a skinny jeans with balloon socks on. I don't give a fuck. Get it? Because you're making me look good to my girl. I'm just saying, so I want to say that I have no problems with dudes wearing whatever the hell they want to do. You want to sag, do your thing, bro. I'm not going to say shit to you. My girl is impressed because I got a belt on and my shit's pulled up. You're making me look good, player. Get it? So I'm not going to judge you. Do what you do. You're making me look good, player. But that damn pink outfit he had on.
And
for real,
that was pinky.
I would be like this. If you're confident enough to come outside looking like some lipstick, that what we used back in the day, I can't be mad at you. Like, I can't be mad. Like, wear that, but you ain't wearing that with me. But to stand out and be different, I think, you know, that's what he was trying to do. He did it well.
It worked.
You know, he stood out he definitely stood out like our lipstick used to back in the day.
High school function.
You know, he reminded me of who I was clowning on Friday with that green suit. That green suit, that's what he reminds me of. Like, I don't understand why, like, if you turn the lights off, you couldn't see nothing but the suit. You couldn't see his face, only the suit. Like, that's it. And, hey, to each his own. Like, to each his own.
Right,
but
right.
Everybody ain't meant to wear stuff like that.
Right. Well, I also think, if you've seen it, y'all know Alicia Keys hosted the event. Get it? I swear at one point she came out with the same outfit Lil Nas had on. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. She had a little more manly approach to it. I'm just saying, I swore it was his outfit, but it was. Hey, y'all have to check it out. Let us know what y'all think. I'm just saying. But I mean, you can't be really mad at Lil Nas at jump from Lil Nas to Lizzo. You dig?
Her carpet, her red carpet dress was amazing. She hit it on the mark. But when she put on that see-through, I could see your everything. I'm like, why do you have to give us that wow factor when you gave us that awe factor? Like. Stay with one and let us embrace that one so we can be like, she's versatile. I think, you know, she's just doing too much. I just like, oh, here you go, another one. You know, let me enjoy, you know, you covered up. Let me enjoy that you can switch it up and be comfortable with your switch up. But no.
Right. See, I don't know. Maybe her publicist think that she's still working with Prince. I don't know. I know some of y'all are like, wait, what? Yeah, she used to work with Prince. So I don't know. Like, yes, that outfit she had on, that see-through one, y'all gonna judge me, pray for me. I'm not gonna lie, that motherfucker looked tasty as hell. Boom! It looked like the midnight shit. She come out the bathroom, be like, girl, on New Year's Eve or on your birthday or to Valentine's Day type shit. I mean, yeah, that mother, you dig? I ain't scared of that. Come on. But at the same time, I see what you're saying. Like, it's like, I love Lizzo. I love her music. I was way into her music before I really actually realized who she was, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like you said, she had nice stuff on, what you call it, red carpet, and then it goes to that. Like, you don't want the whole world to see that. something has to be a mystery. Get it? But at the same time, I mean, ain't nobody jumping on Lil Nas for wearing that, but... I mean, I guess he didn't, like, have his sack out with
like
some see-through pants or something like that.
You said it right on the nose. That is a sexy outfit to bang out and be like, yes, enjoy all this. But you had an award show. You know, and I get it.
Not the place
you love
for it.
Who you are. I love who you are. I love Lizzo. I love her confidence. I love that she loves, you know, to show herself and she's confident. We all are. We all are loving our bodies. We're all getting, you know, that whole vibe. But I really just want to see something different from her. That's all. I love her confidence. I really just want to see her just be able to be confident in the normal. Let me say, that is hot. Look at Lizzo. She could switch up on us. Not, Lizzo, she's there. You know, she naked again. Let me go. Because I'm a bypasser now. Because I know that's what she's going to do. So now my interest in you ain't the same.
Right. Yeah, she's almost coming off like a today's age Madonna. Remember how Madonna was back in the day? She was real risky like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But then you remember how Madonna had to keep reinventing herself because everybody got sick of her?
True. Yeah.
Cause she lost who she was.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mhm. Right.
So.
Hey, did you see when Lizzo? Lizzo's from the hood. You know she's from Detroit. Did you know she's from the Twin Cities? But she used to hang out here in the Twin Cities. You know she be hogging the lane in Houston, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It is. How I know?
Mm-hmm.
How I know? I seen Lizzo in the crowd cheering people on, and that's the part I love about it. She was like happy for everybody.
Yes.
But she had a flask.
Mm-hmm.
She had a flask.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
the neighborhood
mm-hmm.
shit right there. I bring my own flask. I don't need y'all expensive
yes.
ass motherfucking champagne. I don't need that. I got me some Henny or some tequila or something else in my little flask. I'm good. Really? I'm just saying. You know she is connected to the neighborhood.
I ain't gonna lie, Ty. Miss Unbelievable, E Dot to the K would have her flask too.
Real
I ain't even gonna lie. I might
yeah.
have two. You know, one that's the purse and one that's the one in my hand, you know. The one in the boob holding it down. I mean, three, you know, especially if it's long. Like, yes. So, I'm there with Lizzo on that one, too.
Right. Shit, I mean, I can't keep no flask in a bra or nothing like that, but I'll sure keep them in my drawer. I'm just saying. My liquor be hot, though. Don't ask for none of it.
I'll pass.
What else we got? Like, this tequila got salt
that's
on the rim.
That's salty. That has got a salt on the rim. Was something wrong with this?
Stop. Don't be talking about me. No.
That's all. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? What?
We got. Oh, we don't
that is
way
off
over.
What a day.
It is
off.
It is what it is. So, all right. What else we got on this podcast interaction?
Oh, are we going to hit some topics? So, you know what we're doing. That's all of who's bumping who's getting fat. You know, we clown a few people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess, yeah. So, I know I wanted to say one thing, though. What was your watching the Grammys? And if you guys watch the Grammys, definitely hit us up and, you know, tell your comments. What was your favorite part of the Grammys?
Right. Nope. What was y'all's favorite part? You can hit us up, MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com, or you can go to monstarsradio.com. You dig? Leave your comments and make sure it gets read on the air, because that's what we like to do, read your comments. We'll only say your name if you put a nickname in there, and let us know you want to be heard, and we'll say a nickname or whatever you got. But, yeah, go to monstarsradio.com. Go to the Monstars page. Click on my page, DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, or Jazzy B. And when you get to the site, social site, it takes you to put in the message board your comment. You dig? And we'll read them on the air. Let's see. I had something else I was going to throw in there. Oh, my goodness.
What can I get? Tell me. You know, while you're talking and stuff. Where can I get some Monster US gear from, and how can they set themselves apart and, you know, help Lizzo out? I'm just saying.
I should send Lizzo a Monster Cut shirt. Oops.
Jesus, no. You went too far, sir.
But let's see. By next week, a lot of the stuff will be up on the monstarsradio.com. But for right now, you can hit me up at monsterusradio@gmail.com and put in the subject apparel. Tell me what you're trying to do, and I'll call you back. You dig? Or you can hit me on the Monstars Radio, Monstars crew page. Hit me on there, hitting the link. Send me a message, and we'll get at it. That's the best way to do it right now. I don't put my number out on here. You dig? I'll be getting some crazy calls. People will be seeing my
Betty
picture all around the world. Just so y'all know,
on,
it does not go down in my DM. But yeah, that's the way to get a hold of us for right now. So don't forget, y'all, we know you don't like going to events. Like, one of the main reasons why I came up with the whole shirt idea was because I was at an event, Miss Unbelievable. It is kind of a major event, semi-major event. A lot of people was there. It was a packed house. It was jumping. And the outfit I was going to wear, luckily I switched my outfit at the last moment. Mm-hmm. I got there. Now, you know me. I'm slender but fit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a heavy big boy in there with the same exact outfit I was finna wear.
Ooh.
Same hat, same shirt, same pants. I didn't like that shit. Not at all. I was going to drop a dime on his ass. I didn't like that shit at all. Hell no. I had a tequila and a banana. Big ass bifocals. I don't like this shit at all. I'm going to drop a dime. I was like, fuck that. So I had to have something custom. Something made custom nobody else would have. And I'd be rocking that shit ever since. And every time I go somewhere, people be like, oh, like, especially with the Monsters Radio logo on there, with the big head on there. It's always a conversation starter. Always. On airplanes, clubs, on the street, McDonald's. It don't matter. Everybody wants to know what's with that. So if you want something that's going to get
you
some
so
attention,
cool.
da-da-da. Huh.
What's so cool is that monster head. If you got big boobs, ladies, that's really a conversation starter. Because you're trying to wonder if it's the monster head that they want to talk to or is it the boobs they want to talk to. So, needless to say, if you want some attention and you won't put that monster head up on you, they'll come hollering. They want to know what that music is all about. I'm just... Say, no? Too much? Too far? No? Oh, my bad. I'm a living witness.
Make your nipples monstrous.
Saying.
That's gonna be our new promo. Make your nipples monstrous.
it's because that monster head, y'all, it sets so pretty across your boobs. It do is just like, I'm like, yes. Come through, monster head. Come through, monster head. You doing the work for me. I'm trying to tell you. It does the work for you. You don't have to have to say a word.
Right.
That's how custom you want it to be.
Right. So you need that custom gear, Monster US Apparel. Mm-hmm. Monster US Apparel. And we'll take care of you. Whatever you want. You got a pair of shoes you can't match up. We'll make it happen. We'll make some color. We'll match up with it. We got you. Matter of fact, I got some new Black History Month prints I want to send you. Miss Unbelievable, tell me what you think of that. I think I got some nice ones. So I definitely got to send you those. Tell me what you think.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And
we make new prints weekly.
For Black History Month, the Soul of Me Speaks is definitely going to be speaking and letting y'all in on a lot of, some Black history stuff, some spoken word, and just loving your Blackness. Like, it's okay to love your Blackness. It's okay to love your Black kings. It's okay to support your Black queens. It's really going down in the month of February. I ain't backing up, and so let me speak, ain't backing down, so get ready. I'm telling you now. I'm giving you a heads up.
Right. And if you're not part of the community, you can still promote things, the things that you like about Black history. Or maybe some things you didn't know. Even if you're from another culture, hey, still promote it.
Absolutely.
It's history. It's our story. It's your story. You was there. Your people was there too. Get it? but yeah. So still, show your other friends that, you got love for other people too. Let them know, show that we are really American. Like, color don't matter.
Absolutely.
If y'all people did something great, it should be promoted. Throw that out there. I'm just saying. Okay. Let's see. So I know some of the topics. I know we don't went over. So let's just go ahead go over some of the topics that's coming up. I know tonight I wanted to talk about a post I have found. Basically, it says, "Let your love send off so much positive energy that it shifts the vibrations in the room." That's deep. That's a good topic. Maybe we'll still run with that tomorrow. I'm not for sure. But if you got a comment, that you want to be heard on that right there, hit us up, or you can put it in the chat right here on Blog Talk. But hit us up at MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com, or go to, I know I keep saying it, Y'all gonna wake up in the middle of the night talking about, MonsterRadio.com, the Monster Crew page. That's right. Go there. You can connect with us and let us know what your thing is, and we're gonna talk about it tomorrow. Any other topics, we really run with them all week. You can talk about them all week. These are just the ones
Absolutely.
We focus on those nights. Yeah. So,
but can
let's
I
see.
Say something about the topic that you just talked about and how you're,
yeah.
you know, you're radiant and how you should shine? You know, when you do
uh-huh.
that, mess follows you. It's almost like darkness tries to overshadow your shine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, mess wants to come in and just be like, I'm going to take your vibrations because I don't like your vibrations and I'm jealous of your vibrations and you getting too much attention from your vibrations. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
mess follows.
Right.
Like, and when I mean mess, I mean jealousy. I mean backbiting. I mean hating. I mean all that comes along when you're really shining because they are used to having a spotlight.
Yep.
Or they want
yep.
what you have. So I can't wait till we have this topic. I have a testimony on that. So whenever we talking about that, I'm going to fill y'all in on just some things that has happened to me because my vibrations shine so bright, like all the time. Like when I walk into the building, like I know mine shine. So, yeah, whenever we going to talk about it, yeah, I'll let y'all know my
right.
woes with that.
Right,
so there's
right,
a good
right,
side
yeah.
and there's a bad side to it.
Yeah, I got two of them too for y'all. One, please remind me if I forget. One was a friend and his kids. That was one. You dig? Somebody not wanting to see somebody else have the light. I know y'all like, wait, what? A guy and his kids? You have to tune in tomorrow to see what's
mm-hmm.
talking about. Also, another one was a guy and his dog. I kind of let you in a little bit on this one, just so you have an idea of what we're talking about, and you can come up with a story of your own. Or let us know one of your testimonies. Here's an example. Like, when I'm in a good mood and I'm radiant and, you know, I'm not hurting or anything, but when I'm on point, everything's right, you can tell I'm a good dude. You dig? Babies can tell I'm a good dude. They want me to pick them up, all kinds of things. Be like, oh, my baby don't mm-hmm. act like that. One was a guy. I was going to a studio, music studio, to work with the guy, and he had a dog. Right, I came in. His dog was super friendly. He went upstairs. Dog was super friendly. I'm petting the dog. Da da da. Make a long story short, he was like, "That dog don't like nobody."
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "I'm surprised he's been sitting there with you." Right. Now after about half an hour, this dude like tried to shoo the dog away. The dog was like, "No, homeboy's cool. I'm gonna sit here with him." He actually put the dog outside. He got in his feelings and put the dog outside. So these
mm-hmm.
are the type of things we're talking
mm-hmm.
about. You think that's on a low level, but these are the things that we're talking about. Definitely join our conversation tomorrow, 563-999-3411. Or you can comment in the thing right here on Blog Talk. I do have the chat open now. or you can hit us up on the Monstars Crew page and connect with us and give us your comment or testimony there. So, yeah, we're going to go in on that one. That's a good one. Let's see, one I got for Wet Wednesday. You can tell me if you got one already ready to go. Here's one. It says, unconditional love is cool, but I want untouchable love. The kind of love that
mm-hmm.
can't be fucked up by others' opinions, lies, or influence. A love that is rooted in trust and strengthened by a sense of humor. Instead of getting upset, you simply laugh at dumb shit together. I like that one. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that one. Yeah, because there is a difference. That's gonna be a good
mm-hmm.
one.
mm-hmm. That's a good one, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, where's another one? I know we got for Comic Cafe. Oh, go ahead. You're gonna chime in on that one.
Mm-mm. I just can't wait to talk about that one. Okay, so I have one. The Solomon Speaks wants to know: do you agree or disagree? Leave your comment. A man without a vision for his future always return to his past.
Huh. Yeah, that's a deep one to think about. Huh. Y'all got a testimony? Y'all know somebody like that? You know the number.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to get a hold of us. Let us know. You dig? And we'll read your comments
right.
on the air if you put in your nickname. Or we'll give you a shout out if you say your nickname. Here's another one. And it's going to be for Karma Cafe coming up. Remember, these are things for you guys to marinate. Think about it and you can call in or drop your comments in our links and let us know how you feel about it. But this one for Karma Cafe, it says, how you look running to social media with your social problems. And it's obviously it's a Joker, the Joker from the movie Joker, running behind a car. So basically saying you look like a clown. Running, that's how you look going to social media with your personal problems. I got some good ones on here. I got some that go either way.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So it's going to mess y'all up. Y'all going to be like, huh, did I ever think of it that way?
Right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that Karma Cafe. The only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you are deserved. That's Thursday night.
You did another one. You shared another one, and it was after a breakup. The loyal one stays single and deals with the damage until healed. The other one is already in another relationship. How y'all feel about that?
Yep,
how y'all feel about
that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that one too, Karma Cafe. See, we got things to talk about. You ain't got no conversation when you go out on a date. You ain't got no conversation at the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Become monstrous. Push follow on our podcast, and you can stay up to date on the things that we talk about, all the malice we on. You can even talk about us and be like, man, DJ Imasa was on that bullshit. See, here go his Facebook page. it is unbelievable. I can't believe the inspiration she gave me with her spoken word. Here's where you find her book. It is. I'm just saying, Jazzy B, she was crazy. This is her Twitter page. So, yeah. Yes, yes, definitely get involved with us. And also, people, you can let us know what topics you want to hear us clown and joke about.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too. So help us out. Help us help you. Woo-sah.
I got one more. And tell me what y'all think. Ladies, this is strictly for you. Men, you can chime in, but I want to hear you. The most beautiful clothes that can dress a woman are the arms of the man she loves.
Say that again.
The most beautiful clothes that can dress a woman are the arms of the man she loves. What y'all think about that quote? Holla at me. I'm going to read it one more time. The most beautiful clothes that can dress a woman are the arms of the man she loves.
Okay. I want to see what they're going to say about that one. We need to post that one up. I'm just saying, that's a good one, right? We need to post that one up. That's a conversation for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. So, all right, y'all. Those are things we're talking about this week. What else we got for the people?
Okay, so this is my Friday one. So, y'all... This is my Friday one, and this is, I'm telling y'all, I'm on one. So this is my Friday night live one. I want y'all to really think about this. Real growth is when you start checking and correcting yourself. Instead of blaming others, you take your power back by being responsible for your life. And that means in every area, relationships and all that. So real growth is when you start checking and correcting yourself instead of blaming others. You take your power back by being responsible for your life. And remember, y'all, we are talking about mental health, and we're connected to mental health all year. So if you're struggling, if you need some help, I'm telling you, Takeover Tuesday is where you could come take over. Wet, Wet Wednesday is where you could get inspired to do things that you've never done before. Karma Cafe is where there's no menus. You can come and lay on our couch, and we can give it to you. And Friday Night Live, we can have fun. We can do this. We can do this. So understand, we is definitely for the people. We really love wanting to hear what you guys got to say. Y'all can connect with us with the Monstars. We're very inspirational on our posts, daily posts. We really, you know, want everyone to go to the essence of who they are, who their being is, and knowing thyself to be the best self in this day and time. Because life is short. That's why we are loving. That's why we're loving Kobe. That's why we're loving the legacies that people are leaving. What's your legacy? What you leaving? Because Monsters Radio and the Monstars and the Monstar Radio is leaving a legacy that we doing this thing for y'all, for the people, for the indies, for everybody.
And I'm loving every moment that we get to encourage and inspire. So, sorry. You know.
Right, right, right. You know what? I got to make sure that the Monstars Facebook page and the Monstars radio group page on Facebook, I got to get those links up there. You know what I mean? So when people do the comment, they can just go there. I'm just saying, ain't no go with you and leave me some message over here. You can go right to the page, drop it in there, share it with your friends, see what they think about it, and we're going to start running it down like that. So, yeah.
Hey, now. Uniformity. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. So, all right, y'all, we are close to the end of the show. Let's see. Anything else you want to talk about tonight? We got a little bit of time. I ain't trying to spend no music. I ain't got nothing set up. I will play some if y'all want me to, but I ain't got nothing set up. but anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here? Or, you know, anything else? I want to hear about this party. Oh, I'm so glad we got time. Yeah. So what happened at the birthday party?
My God.
With the family.
Lord Jesus. Okay, so here's a little bit about the backstory. Sorry, my fam, but the backstory is, you know, this is fam, and the baby daddy is kind of, you know, got sticky hands, right? And he has very sticky hands, and when I mean sticky hands, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sticky hands where, you know, out of anger and out of, you know, frustration and out of, you know, out of character, just kind of, you know, done some illegal things that shouldn't have happened, right, to the mother of his child. Well, baby happened. So baby party, I'm godmom at my house because you couldn't bring the, and I'm going to just put like the ops, you know, and I ain't meaning that in a negative way, but you couldn't bring the ops to her mama house, right? So you ask the cuz, hey cuz, I need the fam and the ops to come together, but don't tell the fam that the ops is going to be there because it's going to be an issue, right? So I'm like, cool. I ain't going to say nothing, right? So when the ops get there, the fam is looking at me like, what they doing here? I'm looking like, this is, they, you know, grandbaby. You know, I got to let the ops in, you know what I'm saying? So I was pulled to the side like, you know what? If they say one more thing to me, it's going down. You know, they little lit too. They all in everybody's face, you know. And the op got up in the fam's face like, yeah, I know you from somewhere. Where I know you from? Okay, whoop. Then they in there talking about, yeah, I'm auntie, I'm grandma, I'm this, I'm that. You ain't done nothing. Op ain't done nothing. Fam been doing it all. So now fam is like, okay, you grandma, you did, but you ain't put no money down. You ain't, you know, supported. You ain't done nothing. You here at 4:00. It's starting at 2:00. So I'm looking like, oh my God, right? It's at my crib. And I'm like, oh, but, and then not to mention, like, the baby girl is like, the oldest little girl is like clowning all day. Like, she's just like trying to be the center because she's used to being a center and they was, you know, catering to her just a little bit. And so then, you know, they don't talk to each other right? So it's like a lot of disrespect going on. So, like, you got her talking smart to her mama, the baby girl talking smart to the great-grandma, then they coming in lit. So I'm looking like, what did I get myself into? Because, like, this ain't what goes down in my house. You can't be disrespectful like this. So the ops is there. The fam is there. Now, the ops is, like, my cousin's being real, real cool to the ops. Like, hey, yeah, like, kicking and smiling and talking all nice. And we were like, whoa, that was a flip, like, whoa. So we were like, okay. So the party's about to end, and it's like, oh, I need a drink before I roll up out of here. Like, I'm like, okay, I got you in a few seconds, fam. You know, I'll get you a drink. And so, yeah, it was just. You know, and then she was like, oh my God, thank you for the hospitality. And I had my door open. And so the auntie came in. She goes, yeah, girl, I locked your door because I'm from Chicago. I don't know what, you know, you on the north side. And I ain't never met her. You on the north side. So I don't know what's going on around here, but I locked your door. Was my door locked when you got here, dog? But thank you. Like, I know my door was open. How you think? I knew you was coming. She was like, girl, but girl, I was like, okay, no, I don't know, but all right, girl. And they were like, well, have a nice day, and I'm happy out. Girl, they took so many pictures. I was like, did they just take pictures in the potty room? Because don't be taking no pictures nowhere else. Like, just in there? Because y'all, fam is sticky, you know what I'm saying? And then I put this, if y'all knew my house, I put this barrier up so you couldn't go nowhere else in my house. And then my cousin was like, can you move this? I was like, absolutely not. The potty is in the den. The potty is in the den room. Like, that's it. It's not in the living room.
Right.
It's not in my dining room. It's not upstairs. Like, it's here. Like, if it get tight, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if it get tight, we ain't moving it elsewhere. It's the pot, and I told the kids, the potty is in the potty room. And this is how bad, and I love you, cuz. I love you. But there was no games for the kids, so they kept throwing the balloons everywhere. And all you kept saying, stop it.
Dropping people with
well,
the ball.
Well, if you had something for them to do, it wouldn't have been a stop it. And then they were like, yeah. So, needless to say, the ops left, and Sam was looking at her like, why they here? And then I had to check them. I was like, wait a minute, this is my house. No one is clowning. No one is doing anything. No one is doing that.
Right.
And my mind you, this is my older cousin. So I had to, like, look at her, like, give her the look like, nigga. Nigga.
Right.
Nigga. Cut it out. Don't make me put you out. Hold on. Okay. So, yeah. I was about to get 30 days because they were... Hold on. This is my house. Okay. I'm about to put all y'all. Then I started cleaning at 4 o'clock because it was over at 4. And they looked like, it's time to go. 4 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. Wow. And how old was the person's party it was?
One.
My bad. Now, this right here. To be a part of Bad Boy 3 with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Yeah.
One.
I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness. So, all right, y'all. That's our show for tonight. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. It's Takeover Tuesday. Or you can call in and take over the show. It's free promotion. The only night of the week that you can promote on our show, and we won't send your ass a bill. But you can definitely take over for a hot minute. Call in. You can take over the topic. You can promote your book, your mixtape. I don't care, your church sermon on Sunday. Whatever you want to promote, you can promote it right here. Take over Tuesday. And we're going to see what you got going on. If you want to get an interview, you can definitely submit your information for our interview at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Put in the subject, an interview. So, it's unbelievable. I'm ready to get up out of here. I got to give me something to eat. Oh, I'm starving. You know I'm so skinny. I get a hunger pain.
No.
I'll just pass the hell out.
hit you right in the forehead.
Right. So, we out of here. MomStarsRadio.com.
Whoop, 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 whoop.